This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Today, we thought we would take a moment and just recognize all of our new listeners from Australia. Australia has rocketed to be our number two country, and we literally have hundreds of people downloading from Australia just over the last few days. So if you're one of those people, we wanted to say thank you, and we wanted to give you guys a little bit of a background on the Oklahoma City Thunder, where we've been in the last few years, and where we're going. Obviously, this is a lot of opinion, but this is a show that we get to talk about of our opinion the whole time, and if you don't like it, well, that's fine, you can go fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully, fuck off. That's the best way of putting it. We don't, like, our biggest goal is to express the way that we feel about this organization, express the way that we feel this organization is headed, and really by taking what Sam Presti has said in interviews and press conferences, we take those moments where he talks about the history of the team and how you have to go back and look at the history in order to understand the future. And all these little points that Sam Presti has taken time that maybe some of you guys haven't heard before. So Mark and I are going to take some time and just really kind of give you guys a layout of where we believe this team is going, because we can look back at what this team has done before and really take our own idea and put that there and move forward.
Yeah, obviously we're super excited about Josh Giddey. He's the highest pick we've had since James Harden. And obviously he's the future of what we're trying to do. There's a few reasons that we think Sam Presti targeted Josh Giddey, but the most obvious is the fact that he's an excellent playmaker and he really plays well with the ball in his hand. But over the last few years, Sam Presti's really focused in on getting younger and getting more athletic, taller ball handlers who can make plays from multiple positions. It's been constant, and he's gone for the highest risk player over and over and over again, but they've paid off. And some of these guys like Poku and stuff, we're still waiting to see the full potential. But Josh Giddey, we can already see that this pattern is something that is paying off. Last year, Poku was the youngest player in the NBA. This year, it's going to be Josh Giddey. And I mean, both of them played international basketball professionally. This is a pattern. This is something Sam Presti's been focusing in on. And here we are. And we're entering the second year, really, of a full-blown rebuild. Now, this rebuild has brought up a lot of controversy within the fan base. There's two really basic thoughts that most people ascribe to. The first one is that last year, a lot of people believed that this was a tank. They thought we were trying to lose games and that we were trying to get Cade Cunningham and that Josh Giddey was not our goal. We disagree with this completely. We think Josh Giddey was always the goal, but Cade Cunningham was sort of a distraction to, you know, keep all of those top teams in the draft distracted. So here's the thing. This year, there's also a similar divide. There's the people who think that we should continue to lose, and then there's the people who think that we shouldn't pay attention at all. So that's kind of the divide. The people who don't think we should pay attention, they don't necessarily think that we should lose every game. They just think we should all do something else with our time. But we're kind of like the third train of thought that really we're kind of the minority, but we also think that there's a lot of people like us who want to see this team win, want to see them compete every game, and understand that this is a process of rebuilding, of competition, and of continuing to improve through going through this process. We've seen the team go through it before, and we feel like we're on the brink of something really special and seeing this team outperform everybody's expectations.
Yeah, and that goes right back to the player development. If you talk about coaches, you talk about Sam Presti, you see what they've done in the past and you see how they develop players. Rolling the dice for these highly talented large point guard slash center slash power forward players out there isn't that big of a deal when you have a system that obviously is proven to work. Again, we're taking the history of what's happened in the past and we're comparing it to what's going to happen here in the future. And by doing that, I feel like last time that we went out, Mark, and we went out and got three staple players. We got KD, we got Russ, and then we got Harden. And then what did we do after that? We started winning. And I feel like that's what's happened with Josh Giddey, is that after seeing what he can do and watching the film and last year the way he played in the NBL, I really felt like this was a really great opportunity for him to shine, because I felt like his game translated better into the NBA. And so now seeing how he played and how he was able to really just chop up the NBA competition in the last game, I do feel like that Josh Giddey is way more ready to play in the NBA than a lot of people previously thought. So as far as Rookie of the Year, that shit doesn't necessarily matter to Josh Giddey, nor to a lot of the fan bases. But what I do think that Josh Giddey needs to be looking at is being one of the most effective players, even most effective rookies that we've seen in the last 15 years. Josh Giddey is special, and he's going to be somebody that we're all going to look back and say, how was he not the first pick of the draft? Just like Luka was, just like so many other players in the NBA have been in the past, Michael Jordan, the list goes on and on of players that were drafted second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth that were the best players in their draft class later on. And I think that that is Josh Giddey all over. And I think that we're going to watch an emergence of a very special player this year, meaning that we're going to transition from that in a way that last season was that injury-prone losing season. We're going to transition from that into a winning season this year. It doesn't mean that we're going to make the playoffs, but man, we're going to be making that push hard, and we're going to make people feel very uncomfortable sitting back a couple games from that playoff spot for all season.
You know, I've heard Josh Giddey say recently that he really wanted to go to the Thunder, and he told his agent that he wanted him to do everything he could to go to the Thunder. So let's think about this, right? When Josh Giddey refused to participate in workouts, when after the draft they came out and said, oh yeah, he's 2 inches taller than we were telling you before, this is all intentional for the purpose of decreasing his value so that the Thunder would have a chance to get him. This was not accidental. It's not a coincidence. This is intentional. When you want your player to go to somebody who's picking at number six, if you come out and they find out, oh crap, this guy's a hell of a lot closer to 6'10 than they were telling us before, then people understand a 6'10 point guard, that doesn't come around every year. And there's certain things that would just really make it a question whether or not Giddey would fall to number six. So what did he do? He packed it in. He didn't do any pre-draft workouts. He just called it a day. He said, we're going to get to where we want to go through decreasing my value. That's it. That's how they understood to do it. And so the question is, first of all, we're frankly completely honored that Josh Giddey would see the value in coming to the Oklahoma City Thunder organization. But it's not hard to see why he would want to do that. If you look at our history of developing young stars or young talented players into stars, there's no better organization for Josh Giddey than the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the way that we're in this phase where we're investing in giving players a lot of extra time to develop and giving them the space and the shots and the opportunities to grow into the players that they will become, I mean, we really believe that this is a special chance for Josh Giddey. It's a special chance for the Oklahoma City Thunder fan base. And now that we're adding all of these new fans, everybody, I believe, who likes basketball in Australia is cheering for Josh Giddey to be successful. And therefore, they're going to cheer for the Oklahoma City Thunder to be successful. And that is really exciting to us. We want to see more people jump on this bandwagon. We know that once you start cheering for the Thunder, you're going to always be Thunder fans. I mean, there's something about this team, the way that they take care of the players and the way that they take care of their family, that you are part of the family forever once you've been here. So welcome to the family. Thank you so much for joining us. We couldn't be more excited about having a player like Josh Giddey on the team and having a season like this where really it's a free-for-all. It's a free-roll. We can do anything we want. If we don't make the playoffs, there's nothing that's lost. But if we make the playoffs, well, there's going to be a lot of attention positively played to this team. So we're pumped up about it, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. Again, we are just two guys that are very passionate about this Oklahoma City Thunder team. There's very few things in our life that we take as much really just pure passion with. And basketball is one of them, and Oklahoma City Thunder is definitely right up there. And to me, it's been an honor to be able to do this for almost a complete year now. And now watching our numbers jump in Australia has been really one of those things that has been a lot of a pride in that. You know, we, Mark and I, have been had an opportunity to go to Australia when we were younger. And this is something that was really a neat experience for us. It was on our way to go to New Zealand, and we spent a while in New Zealand. But Australia was one of those really just amazing places that we got an opportunity to spend time in. And to me, it's always been one of those places that I would love to go back and spend time, more time in. And I appreciate that you guys have raised a young man like Josh Giddey. And the fact is that we will always be able to honor him. And I hope that you guys see that the love and the passion that this organization has towards its players and towards the fan base. They're going to wrap you guys in a love blanket, and you guys are going to feel some serious love. And that's what us Oklahoma City Thunder fans do. So welcome to the family. Welcome to the Oklahoma City Thunder organization. And Josh Giddey, we fucking love you, bro.
Well, for sure, bro. And we appreciate everybody taking the time to join us. We're pumped up about the upcoming preseason games. We know that we just gotten a glimpse into this, but really, the reason that we started our podcast when we did was because we wanted to be there from day one for this new generation, this new team. We wanted to watch the players like Josh Giddey grow up right before our eyes. It's why we do this. It's why we're so excited. It's why we can't take our eyes off of the preseason games, and we can't stop watching every transaction because they fucking matter to us. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.